Tomorrow's news today, in the news today. News you can use in the evening news today. And if it's news, then it's in the news today. That's why you choose the evening news today. Yeah, keep up with the news. Go home with the news. Pick up the evening news. The Younger London Paper. The Younger London Paper. The Younger London Paper.
This is Hamley's Sports and Leisure Story.
It's rather like Italy. I mean, you get other things growing around.
I told it to my friends and I said, look at that mixed cultivation. Anyway, looking at the Eastern Bloc overall...
He didn't get his wish, did he? No. What? Didn't poison me in the least. That's quite nice. I must say, my girl's mother makes a nice white wine. I wonder if we could bring that in somewhere.
Well, yes, by all means. Bring us a sample along. We'll put it through the testing point. Okay.
The poison register is with the commissioner.
So what about the news?
At the Old Bailey, a man goes...
Michael Parkinson.
And the Old Vickers, we got it right around the office, Ronnie.
We know you've heard of Hastings. You'll like Hastings.
I'm very...
Prove that to me.
Well, here's a typical comment. Why doesn't he stick to selling low-price booze and leave singing to the professionals?
I receive the opposite reaction, such as this fan letter. I quote, "Daily I listen out for you on the radio, and it is noticeable, like good wine, your voice is mellowing. Keep up good work. Yours sincerely, Assistant Manager Barris..." Oh, dear. Barris, Barris, come...
I've complained to the government about Freddie Barrett. What have you done?
One firm has sold 3.5 million, and they're going over to Portside, Dubai, Bahrain, Kuwait and Oman. Thoughts occurs to me, Bob, if the refrigeration breaks down en route, we could end up with a chocolate slick in the mud.
It's a nice thought, actually. Thank you, Ted. It's 9:30. Well, you know how it is. You've already got halfway through yours, I know.
I have. I'm a bit like that at times, yes. Delightful it is, too. I don't know how we're going to get halfway through this huge breakfast.
Yes, nor do I. The thing to do is to try and pass it across while we're talking, I think. There are some... Let's describe... Lisa, can you describe the ham while I have a chat to Lisa?
I'd love to. Thank you very much indeed.
Caroline first, while she passes it across. Have you had...
Could I have that plate?
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry.
Dear me. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So when did the idea for this particular service come about? Munching most of the time. What are you on now, Doug?
Well, I'm on the butter, if I could have some, Bob. Oh. So beside you again.
Very deprived.
I am a bit. No. But this is delightful, isn't it? Absolutely. I'm on the croissant.
Are you? Croissant. Good for you, yes. We'd better boil the coffee, because it'll be getting cold. Do you think you could add the cream? Thank you.
Oh, yes, sir.
One final thing. If, as I suspect, it's going to be an enormous success because you're all...
Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Barrett, singing the booze. Yes, very good, yes, I like that. No, I really want to talk seriously about my whiskey and gin and brandy. Their prices are so low.
Yes, we know all about that, but what about wines?
Wines? I've got an excellent selection of wine in all my stores, and they start as low as 99 pence a bottle. For Italian bottled wine, excellent wine, and only £1.99 for a magnum. That's a double bottle size. Oh, Barrett's, kind of Barrett's.
You know, Freddie Barrett grows on you like a wart.
261.
Outside London, so let's move across to Dominic.
We'll save her a croissant. We'll save her a croissant.
Very well.
Yes, okay. Well, Dominic.
And in just a moment, Colin.
Sitting beside me here at the desk, he's had his head buried in the Daily Telegraph for some reason.
Well, yes, Bob, people often accuse the West of destroying remote cultural minorities, but the spring silly season reveals disturbing news of a once proud people under the grim heel of Soviet domination.
Ooh.
The Telegraph carries the story, "Reindeer Racing Ends 2 Months of Arctic Night." Bylined Richard Beeston in Murmansk. Unlike their neighbours in Finland and Sweden, the small community of Lapps that still survive are no longer nomadic, but mainly employees of state collective reindeer breeding farms.
Really?
The Lapps race for prizes, which include radio sets, wristwatches and samovars. During the races, the reindeer are encouraged by their Lapp drivers, who prod them in the rear with long wooden poles.
Well, thank you very much. There's some essential information. And from Gigi's, reindeers to Gigi's, rather, and the London Harness Horse Parade takes place today...
To beef or not to beef, Robert? That is the question.
Oh, really, madam, the pun is the lowest form of wit. And the bard, into the bargain.
I know, but I have this yearning for beef, Robert. Beef in thick slices, the way they do it at the rib room at the Carlton Tower. And now they're offering this executive lunch at only £6 a head for the whole meal. I can't hold myself back. The rib room, Robert.
Certainly, madam. Once more onto the beef, dear friends.
Shut up and drive, Robert.
Yes, certainly, madam.
Coming up to 9 o'clock on this Easter Monday morning with IRN bringing us up to date with the latest news stories from around the world and right here at home. And it's Sahone's story which still provides most tension this morning. The oil slick still threatening the beaches of the Channel Islands. We'll be getting the very latest picture live from our reporter in Jersey right after the news. There's still a tense situation in the Middle East with Israel stating that despite everything, the way is still open for peace talks with Egypt. We get a progress report from our man in Jerusalem. We'll be talking here in the studio to a man with a simple yet brilliant answer to one form of violence against the police. And we'll be harking back to yesterday's Easter parade at Battersea Gardens. We'll find out just what it's like to ride a side-by-side tricycle, and we chat to the pearly king and queen of Tottenham. We keep our eye on the roads, of course, especially for the bank holiday travellers, and we'll be listing today's birthdays and anniversaries, as well as having a look at what's going on today in and around London. All this plus the latest on Red Rum. Keep in touch with AM. And that's AM for today. Back to work tomorrow, which means the usual 6 o'clock start for the show. We hope you'll be joining us sometime during the 4 hours till 10. Next here on LBC, John Perkins of the Ideal Home Exhibition, taking your calls on 353-8111. For now, though, from Bob Holness and Paul Ingrams, from sports editor Mervyn Hall, from sound engineer Heather Phipps, and from producers Stephanie Norris and Mike Gardner, have a good day.
Good morning to you, Dickie. Would you like to know what's on my programme?
Well, why not?
Oh, good. Well...
Oh, excuse me.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Well, that's Mr. Nasty. He's our special guest star at 11 o'clock. I don't know whether I'm going to be able to tell you any more about the programme, whether I'll get a word in edgeways.
I'm surprised he used the word star.
Anyway, we'll be carrying on the organ competition. We have an electric organ in the studio, and we're inviting under-16s to try a tune on it, and the best effort wins an electric organ. We'll be talking about a new style of water show, a new film from our jelly reviewer, Michael Alloway. Our toy expert, Dawn Allen, will be here to tell us about some new toys. We'll also be talking to eventing champion Lucinda Pryor-Palmer about her champion horse, Beef Fair, and meeting the winner of an ice cream competition. And Mr. Nasty is knocking on the window. He's going to be here too at 11 o'clock. And, of course, the phone lines will be open just after 10 on 353-8111.
Thanks very much, Therese. I think you better put him back in the cupboard until you need him. Far safer. Better being safer than sorry. Time now on AM is coming up to 7 minutes to 10. In the trade, they're called bloopers, the little hitches which give those in front of the microphone nightmares and everyone else a good deal of amusement. Yes, I know all about that. Our reporter John Armstrong collects them, and here are his April Fool's Day pick of the punch from radio and television the world over.
And now here's the latest on the Middle East crisis. Lesbian forces today attacked Israel. I beg your pardon, that should be Lebanese.
As we look at the weather map, we see a cold front with forecasts of sub-zero temperatures. The expected frigid weather is due to a cold mare's asses. Cold air masses moving down from Canada.
We asked Mrs. Gonzalez, a recent airlift arrival from Cuba, how she felt about leaving her home in Cuba and arriving in America to find a new life for herself and her family.
It's great. No more Fidel Castro.
We then asked Mrs. Gonzalez how many children she had and what her husband did for a living.
I have 14 children. My husband operates an automatic screwing machine.
That's news of the government's white paper on teachers' pay. And word has just reached us that the BEA Go Slow is ended with settlement of the work to rule by pilots of the British European Airways.
Protest demonstrations have taken place by workers whose trade union rights have been betrayed, by Catholics whose freedom of expression has been circumscribed, by professional men...
It also appears that sympathetic unions will not cross picnic lines. Picket lines.
Well, this portion of Country Jamboree is brought to you by Millie's Chicken Feast. If y'all are looking for delicious finger-licking fried chicken, try Millie's just off the turnpike. Millie specializes in the parts you like best, and it's your choice to make. If it's legs, thighs, or breasts you prefer... Try Millie's.
Folks, this is Millie. Get your delicious Kentucky Tried Pickin' today.
Wow, that really threw me off.
And the forecast for Northern England is incest and rain. That is incessant rain.
That was part of from the film called Shall We Dance? George and Ida Gershwin, let's call the whole thing off. Well, I should have with me now Mr. Westlake of 60 Abbey Road, Albury, West Midlands. Good afternoon, Mr. Westlake.
Hello, Paul.
Very nice of you to participate in today's programme.
How do you follow that? Well, I suppose you can follow it with the LBC skiing currency check.
Morning. Well, money, money, money. That seems to dominate life these days. It's widely predicted that the bank's minimum lender... The Scottish Conservative Party conference continues in Perth, and Tory leader Margaret Thatcher is taking the opportunity to look round a few factories in Scotland. Her opposite number, Prime Minister Jim Callaghan, has the same fascination. He's looking round factories in Bolton, Bury and Manchester. In Australia, Lord Hailsham will be speaking at Sydney University, only 2 days after the death of his wife. He said he was carrying on with this one engagement because he believed it was what his wife would have wished. In his speech, he's expected to call for moderates to unite against extremists to maintain democracy. Courts are quite busy. At Richmond, comedian Jimmy Tarbutt will appear, charged with refusing a breathalyzer test. At the Old Bailey, Joan Litterick, wife of MP Tom Litterick, will appear on arson charges. And in Bristol, the hearing resumes over the forfeiture of money by people convicted in the Julie drugs trial. A report is due out on contamination at Windscale Nuclear Power Station. We'll be keeping a close eye on that one. Two stories which are still continuing. We'll be watching for any further developments on the Princess Margaret story and waiting to see if attempts to tow the bow section of the wrecked Greek tanker away from the East Anglian coast succeed. Abroad, we have unrest in Tehran, preparations for the state memorial service for Signor Moro in Italy, and in America, a report that pregnant soldiers are the greatest obstacle to the full integration of women into the US Army. That sounds a fair bet. Rejecting the suggestion that women who became pregnant should be discharged, an Army secretary said it was just another form of disability. But the personnel officer says when the bugles blow, the Army can't be babysitting. Finally, our sports desk are covering the departure of West Bromwich Albion as they set off to become the first British football team to play the People's Republic of China. Let's hope for their sake they don't take their slow boots to China.
Oh, very good. I think a quick time check. 9:30.
The Houndsditch Warehouse.
The Ingrams is. A Jubilee Ice Fair celebrates the Jubilee of Richmond Ice Rink. That goes on there from 7 until midnight tonight.
And the Stuart Surridge Indoor Hockey Championship start at 6 o'clock at the Crystal Palace National Sports Centre. That's in Norwood, South East 19. Tonight's tickets are 50 pence, and you can travel by train to Crystal Palace from Victoria, or indeed London Bridge, for that matter.
And there's a big disco and dance to raise money for the National Prisoners Movement. It's
a big night for Contact Hot Rods. It's 19-year-old Barbara Cowell in the mini rod class. What a brave young lady she must be.
Well, I hope she has better luck than Therese Birch, because Therese and I went down to the Hot Rod meeting at Wimbledon Stadium about 3 weeks ago, and poor old Therese ran out of petrol, or somebody... Some unfortunate accident happened in a petrol tank. Got a leak and she ran out of petrol, which I think was quite a relief for our Therese, because I think, quite justifiably, she was scared stiff.
I don't blame her in the least. Do you know what contact means, then?
No, I don't.
I see.
I don't.
OK, well, let's whiz on, then, with some jazz. George Melly and John Chilton's Feet Warmers at the Fairfield Halls in Croydon at 8 o'clock tonight. And it's 41 years since the coronation of King George VI and Queen Elizabeth, now the Queen Mother. In 1949, on this day, the Berlin blockade was lifted.
Mm-hmm.
BJ Thomas giving the vocals are working over there, Raindrops.
Freddy Laker's SkyTrain service.
Well, let's put the lid on this week's editions of AM. Dickie Arbiter will take you through the weekend shows, of course. Our producers today, Stephanie Norris, Linda Gage, our engineer, Paul Fournier. Douglas and I will be back on Monday morning at 6. Join us anytime you like between then and 10 o'clock. And Brian Hayes, of course, is coming up next after the IRN news at 10. If there's anything at all under this sun that you want to talk to him about, give him a ring on 01-353-811.
Barrett, is it true you're taking up comedy?
Yes, as you know, I have a unique sense of humour and can really tell good jokes.
Well, let's hear one. It'll make a change from hearing about your low booze prices.
OK, an Irishman's walking...
Sorry, Freddy, no reference to race, please.
Oh, all right, a prince and a princess were...
No, Freddy, royalty might be offended.
Oh, a woman who...
Sorry, sex equality and all that. Listen, Freddy, just sing the song. That's always good for a laugh.
I suppose every comedian needs a stooge.
This is LBC, 261 medium wave and 97.3 VHF. Owing to an industrial dispute, normal services on both LBC and Independent Radio News have been suspended for the time being. We hope to resume our regular programming as soon as possible.
LBC.
Tepperbolt?
Gee, ain't that Buckingham Palace guide?
Yes, yes, don't waste your film.
Look, Pearl, Leicester Square, ain't that something?
Yes, yes, don't waste your film.
Wasn't that Shaftesbury Avenue?
Don't worry about that. Right, here we are. Everybody step off for a photo stop.
Where are we?
Number 2 Brewer Street, the most visited cut-price shop in Soho. Barrett's Liquor Mart. Yeah.
LBC. Hello.
This is LBC, 261 medium wave and 97.3 VHF. Owing to an industrial dispute, normal services on both LBC and Independent Radio News have been suspended for the time being. We hope to resume our regular programming as soon as possible.
Hello, this is Dickie Arbiter bringing you the good news that the industrial dispute at LBC is now over and that there'll be an IRN news bulletin every hour on the hour from midnight tonight. Join us then.
Football season kicks off to a...
Hello, this is Dickie Arbiter bringing you the good news that the industrial dispute at LBC is now over and that there'll be an IRN news bulletin every hour on the hour from midnight tonight. Join us then.
261.
And the time this Monday morning is 7:25. This is LBC, but as you may have gathered, although we're back on air, we're not quite back to our normal selves yet. Normal programming will resume at 10 o'clock with the Vivian White phone-in, but we are managing until 10 o'clock to bring you the main items, news every 15 minutes with a full bulletin from Independent Radio News on the hour, and of course a full travel and sports service, and I think some quite nice music along the way. Now, some of the music is a little bit strange to me, I must admit, but Mike Gardner, our producer, is coping admirably with queuing up all the records and then rushing in with little bits of paper, and he just put one in front of me. I've heard of The Little White Bull by Tommy Steele, but I've never heard of My Little Red Book by Manfred Mann. Well, that was Manfred Mann, My Little Red Book, and as you, I'm sure, will have gathered if you've been listening for more than about 10 minutes on LBC at the moment, we are grinding slowly back to work, and we'll start our proper programmes for you at 10 o'clock with the Vivian White phone-in. At the moment, we are bringing you a news service, a sports service, and a travel service, and interspersing that with some pretty nice records, I think. AM with Bob Holness and myself, Douglas Cameron, will be back from 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, so have no fear of that. But I think one or two of the AM features remain, the travel service, and one or two snippets from the papers. Manfred Mann has been reading his little red book, I've been reading my little white Daily Telegraph. And I see in the Peterborough column a sign over the oak saplings on a stall in a London street market. Will grow to 800 feet in 100 years. Money refunded if not. LBC at 7:29.
Hello. I've just read your offer on the Fury.
This is LBC.
Back with you at 7:35 this Monday morning with our service of news every 15 minutes, including a full bulletin from IRN on the hour, a full sports service from Colin Turner at a quarter past and a quarter to the hour, and a full travel service from Scotland Yard, the AA, and from British Airways. Millions of Catholics all over the world. LBC back with you, and the time is now 7:53. Not our full service yet, I'm afraid. That'll be back tomorrow in the AM programme when Bob Holness rejoins me. But we are bringing you the news every 15 minutes. There'll be a full bulletin at 8 o'clock from Independent Radio News, IRN. We'll get the sport, of course, in another 20 minutes or so from Colin Turner, and we'll have your regular road, rail and flight information from Scotland Yard, the AA and Heathrow. Regular time checks, of course, I've just given you one of those, and quite a lot of nice music. A little bit of boogie, I think, coming up next. Colin, do you know anything about boogie?
Boogie. The only boogie I know is the boogie man. Is that anything?
No.
Did I get any marks on that?
No. Slip the ferret out of the studio, will you? Right. Well, if you're not already up, I think you should be, and that's really directed at Bob Holness. I hope he's on his way into the studios by now. Anyway, a lot of people I know listen to us under the shower. I don't know where they quite put the radio, because I can never hear anything when I'm under the shower. But anyway, here is a little bit of boogie for you to boogie with under the shower, either by yourself or, in the modern idiom, of course, with somebody else. Bluebird, sung by Timothy Brown.
I've been going down that long, lonesome road, babe, looking for a special smile.
News on the hour, every hour, from LBC.
Independent Radio News at 8, Douglas Cameron.
Morning, Helen.
Out. Morning, Helen. And I hope you're listening, Helen. I hope everybody else is listening, too, while we're doing nothing but talking to ourselves. But Bob waits at the door, and a minute there's a bit of sun, he's out with his shirt bare to the waist. Oh, it's a great sight. Let's see
my chest. Here, look.
Hello. Good. Not bad. Not bad.
Oh, sorry, Colin.
Fairly brown.
I've
anyway,
Colin.
Listen, would you like to introduce a record? I know this is not your style. In fact, seriously, I mean, Bob really made his living, didn't you, a few years ago, introducing records?
Well, I suppose I did, really.
Don't do any of the fancy voiceovers, because that'll show me up. I know you're good at that, but just introduce the next record.
Yes, I'll do it as straightforwardly as I can, Douglas. And oh, there's a real swinger coming up. School's Out by the Optimists.
Thank you.
Well, it really does grieve me to say that Mike Gardner, marvellous producer there he is of news programmes, is falling abysmally down in his duty as record producer, because he's just given Bob Holness another little thing to read, which is completely wrong. I think Bob actually thought it was a group called The Optimists singing Schools Out, which explains why he introduced it in that rather swinging way. It turns out it's a piece called Schools Out. It comes from the film The Optimists. So Gardner, again, it's getting a bit too much. We'll have to introduce the next record in a few minutes' time. Come, come.
If your house is drafty and you pay high for your bill...
Lovely. The Windmills of Your Mind by Noel Harrison. Let's now give you a time check, 8:26, and move on to the summer service. What's laughingly called the summer service this season. But I know that the tide times are of great importance, not to people sitting on the beach, I'm afraid, or not very much, unless you're Bob Holness and have been very lucky with the sun over the last fortnight. I don't know where he got it from. I think he's secretly been away to Madrid or Mallorca or Malta or somewhere, not the New Forest. Anyway, for people who are listening to us in these resorts, or for people who are going on a day trip today, the tide times at Great Yarmouth, 2:42 the high water, Clacton 2:37, Southend 2:14, Margate 1:51. The high water at Folkestone comes at 1:42, Hastings 2:58, Eastbourne 3:12, Brighton 2:09, Worthing the high water comes at 2:15, Bognor 2:18, and Bournemouth 2:31. The most hours of sunshine yesterday, that went to Bournemouth, 10.5 hours worth. The warmest in the UK, not very, I'm afraid, Exmouth, 20 centigrade, 68 Fahrenheit. That looks like the maximum we can hope for in London today, and certainly a few degrees cooler than we've any right to expect in August. And the warmest in Europe, well, that's more like it, isn't it? Malta, a bit too hot for me, but a lot of people will lap this temperature up. Malta, 35 centigrade, 95 Fahrenheit. That's the summer service, and of course we'll be featuring that right through in AM until the end of September. The time right now on LBC is 8:27. My very great pleasure to welcome... Vivian White, who
morning.
Is... good morning, Viv. Vivian is actually starting the LBC programmes off proper at 10 o'clock, and this week, certainly this morning, he's filling in for Brian Hayes, who's on his holes.
A magic the chance, first of all, to pay you a warm tribute, if I may, Douglas. I'm really terribly impressed. The way you've been introducing the records, one would have thought you'd been doing it, well, at least all morning. It's been terribly impressive.
I see. That's the sort of humour we're going to get between 10 and 1.
You know, that was just to encourage you.
I see. Go on, then.
Also, I want to reassure Brian Hayes' listeners that the only reason that he's not there is simply that he's on his holidays, well-deserved holidays. Don't worry, he's not unwell or anything like that. He's off on his holidays, you know, eating glass and making scars of himself in the mirror and things like that. And just an idea of what's on the programme this morning. Well, we'll be covering these four subjects, and in reverse order. Of course, at 12 o'clock, as always, Philip Hodson is our guest, talking about helping you out and giving you some clarification on emotional and personal problems. That's a regular feature and will be with us this Monday, as always. We'll also be dealing with the subject of telly. Now, I know that Douglas never ever watches television. He objects to it strongly on grounds of principle and morality and Scottish Presbyterianism. But we expect to be dealing with the subject of television, which has been very much in the news over the last couple of weeks, as indeed broadcasting and radio itself has, because of the publication of the White Paper on the Future of Broadcasting. We'll be talking to Tony Smith about the future of that fourth channel and whether it should go to a so-called open broadcasting authority and what that actually means. Tony Smith is the man behind that idea, so broadcasting and telly and radio, what you think of that, that'll be your subject. And we'll also be dealing with the subject of terrorism, which has been unpleasantly topical over the last couple of weeks, with shootouts in the streets of London, Paris, and just about everywhere else. Apparently not our affair, and the affair of the Iraqis and the Palestinians. We'll be asking Michael Adams what that's all about. And, of course, the subject which has sadly dominated the news this morning, the death of the Pope, and what that means, of course, in terms of grief to Catholics and others.
Well, all that's between 10 and 1. Just before you go, Vivian, to prepare for what looks like a most interesting show, how tall are you?
Tall? Well, I wish to deny all rumours. You've been saying all morning, these... What was the way you've been putting it? That's right. You've been edging his huge frame into Brian Hayes' chair. That's the way you've been putting it, hour after hour. Well, I think that's most insulting. I'm, in fact, extremely small, and all I'm prepared to say is that they've raised the studio roof.
Well, let's hope you will between 10 and 1.
When you have a head...
Thank you very much indeed, Colin. And Colin has done his last piece for the time being. I'm sure he'll be back at lunchtime. Now, I hope you've enjoyed our 4 hours of music and news. As I say, our programmes will be starting very soon. In fact, Vivian White is already trying to muscle his way into the studio, and when you're Vivian White, you've got a lot of muscle to muscle in. He'll be here with the phone-in show, so the lines will be opening in a couple of minutes' time, so why don't you ring Vivian, who's standing in for Brian Hayes, on 353-8111. Now, we've got a final piece of music before Bob joins me for news of what's on, and it's the Serpico theme. Well, that was the Serpico theme, and we've managed to avoid, as I said, playing The Peanut Bender by Stan Kenton, but I've been rather disappointed we haven't played Singing in the Rain by Gene Kelly either, but I can't understand that, really, but there you are. One has to go by the producer's whims, and on this occasion he didn't choose to play it. Anyway, Bob, welcome back. We've had a quick chat about your holes and everything, and we'll get together, I think, tomorrow, actually, won't we? But,
indeed, yeah.
Let's have a quick look at what's on in London.
Before we do that, I've been opening the mail that's been collected over the last couple of weeks since I've been away, Douglas. I'd like to say good morning, if he's listening, to Mr. Albert George, and say thank you for your letter, Mr. George. He says, and I quote, "I'm writing this letter asking if I may have a photograph, as I'm a fan of the programme. And would you put your name on the bottom for me? My name is Albert. P.S. As soon as possible, as we'll be moving from our flat. The only trouble is, he doesn't put an address on the letter. So, Albert George, if you are listening, please send me your address and I'll send you a photograph of both of us. How's that for double trouble? Right, the events, Douglas, are you going to start?
Yes, well, I wonder if he lives at the Imperial Hotel. If he does, he's pretty close to the book fair at the Imperial in Russell Square WC1. That opens at noon today, closes at 8, and the underground is Russell Square.
On the other hand, if he happens to be walking in and out of Lillywhite's in Piccadilly. A couple of events this evening. So, all in all, have a good time.
Well, this has been LBC's 4 hours of news and music, presented by me, Douglas Cameron, with Colin Turner providing the sports coverage and occasional but very worthwhile contributions from Bob Holmes. Thank you very much for bearing with my musical introductions. We're really back in business now with the news at 10, followed by Vivian White's phone-in show running on 353-8111. So give him a ring. He doesn't want to feel lonely. My thanks to my long-suffering producer, Mike Gardner, and my engineer, Valerie Ludbrook. She, as usual, pressed all the right knobs.
News on the hour, every hour, from LBC.
Independent Radio News at 10, Douglas Cameron.
Good morning. And first of all, it's a pleasure for us all at LBC to be back with you today. As from now, it's back to our full and unbeatable 24-hour news service with all our regular programmes. And AM tomorrow with not just Douglas Cameron, but as you've heard, Bob Holness as well. But today, from 10 to 1 now, I'm Vivian White. It's my pleasure to have your company on London's most famous phone number, bar none, 353-8111. Brian Hayes, well, as you know, it's normally his show, but don't worry, he's just on his holidays. He's not ill or on dispute or anything else like that, just away for this week and next. In fact, I happen to know that he's still in London at this very moment, so if you're listening, Brian, have a good holiday and make sure it really is a holiday. Please stay away from the phone. But that only goes for Brian. Everybody else is very welcome. And our first subject today, inevitably and sadly, the death at 80 of Pope Paul. What does that mean for the Catholic Church and the whole Christian community throughout the world? What did he mean to hundreds of millions of Catholics? And then at 10:30, we'll be dealing with one of those brutal news stories that's been running its continuous and bloody course for weeks now and shows no signs of abating. The spate of murders by Arab against Arab, Iraqi against Palestinian, Palestinian against Palestinian, as a bitter power battle is waged not in the Middle East itself, but here in the streets of London, Paris, and the capital cities of countries thousands of miles from that conflict. We'll be finding out what's behind those bloody battles at 10:30. But first, as I've said, at the age of 18 and 3 hours before midnight last night, Pope Paul, the spiritual leader. Last night, as you've heard, Pope Paul, aged.
Well, I am a Catholic. I'm not a practicing Catholic. I used to be, because I condemn a lot of the teachings of the Catholic Church at the moment, mostly birth control.
Was that what stopped you being a Catholic?
No.
Back on the air, we're delighted to be with you. 24-hour news radio, and it's open line now on 353-8111. The day we return to air, sadly, the day after the death of Pope Paul, and that's the subject that we're discussing just at the moment, although we'll be breaking for the 10:30 news, and then we'll be changing to an entirely different subject with a guest talking about the reign of Arab terror throughout the cities of the Western world, including London. Ella, do you ever speak to your husband about these things, or are these things on which you hold entirely private views?
My husband's not a Catholic.
Good morning, Louise.
Hello, Vivian. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Welcome to you,
too.
The
last fortnight has been thoroughly miserable without LBC.
Well, it's been quite miserable for us, too. It's very nice to be with you again.
Anyway, I'd just like to say I hope we get another Pope similar to Pope John.
LBC reports, of course, from 1 till 3. Then at 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock call with Nick Page today as George Gale's on his holes. Then LBC reports come back and through till 8. And after that, after 8, well, what else? After 8 with Ian Gilchrist. Because, of course, you're tuned to LBC on 261, 24-hour news radio. With you now with our full news service, a great pleasure to be back. My name's Vivian White. I'm sitting in Brian Hayes' seat for these 2 weeks. Don't be alarmed. It's only because Brian's on his holes. He's perfectly well and sends you all his love and his regards. And our thanks, of course, to all of you today who took part in the programme, and to our guests, Michael Adams, the editor of Middle East International, to Tony Smith, who was talking to us about the future of television and the future of radio, to Philip Hodson, of course, who's right in front of us now, and my thanks, too, to our phone operator, Mark Smith, to our engineer, Alvin Fagel, and to our producer, Jim McCabe. Thank you very much indeed. Look forward to being with you tomorrow, and very nice to be with you today here on LBC.
Every hour from LBC.
Independent Radio News at 1. This is Tricia Ingrams. The parliamentary...
In the next hour of LBC Reports with Paul Ingrams and Tricia Ingrams, the latest news on Jeremy Thorpe, latest news from Rome on the late Pope, the Financial Times Index. What exactly is it? And why people are making pets out of cockroaches in Nottingham.
Ago, I was doing regular overnights at one particular time, and Paul was doing a breakfast programme, and one of us would walk in the front door while the other one was walking out. So this is lovely.
And I gather you're also decorating the house, so you're able to keep an eye and make sure he does it properly.
Well, we've sort of come to an abrupt halt on that, a sort of absence of financial soundness at the moment. So it goes in fits and starts like everything else.
Oh dear, people would think there's an appeal or something. So no, you're two presenting the programme through till... 8 o'clock.
That's right.
And then
that's
it's right. Ian Gilchrist with After Eight. Thanks very much indeed. See you in 10 minutes or so.
Indeed.
To update us with the news again. 353-8111, your 3 o'clock call. Sid in Epsom, hello.
Well, thanks to Nick Page for the last hour.
Sports time now, isn't it? Yes, with Mike Lewis. Hello, Mike. Sorry about that. I completely overlooked you.
Yes, you were going to forget. So I know I'm small and insignificant, Tricia, but I mean, there's no need to ignore me completely. Otherwise, I'll never come in here again. I should just sulk in a corner very quietly. But for people who actually want to know what's going on in the sports world, unlike Tricia Ingrams,
Hello, everyone. Yes, it's me, Monty Modlin. Now, first of all, thank you for all your letters and phone calls and inquiries. At last, we shall be together again tonight at 9. Well, so much has happened since we last met on the air, and I know you've got lots and lots to talk about. So remember, tonight at 9... 353-8111. Give me a ring. That's right. It's the talk of London.
It's at the Wembley Road Runner.
All your favourites.
All my favourites. Do you know they make me cry? Well, you do know that, of course.
Yes, I do.
Well, the underground is Wembley, and the seat prices for adults are from £1.60 to...
Tomorrow's the second, and children in the Croydon Day. The following activities are included. Sounds very energetic. Girls' gymnastics, boys' gymnastics, tennis, trampoline, I should think, ballet, tap and movement, pop, mobility, golf, badminton, karate, judo, rugby, athletics, indoor hockey and football for boys and for girls. The course fee is £3.50 for 10 hours, except trampoline, which is £4, and ballet and tap is £2 for 3 hours.
Well, it seems like plenty to do. If you can't find something there, there's something up. However, how about the Royal Horticultural Society's...
All sorts of exciting things for you to do tomorrow. Thanks, Trish.
Tomorrow will also be rather cloudy with a few bright intervals and more showers. Minimum temperature tonight, 12 centigrade, 54 Fahrenheit. Tomorrow's maximum, 20 centigrade, 68 Fahrenheit.
London's weather.
Hamlet Motors, they're offering interest-free hire purchase on selected Peugeot models. Immediate delivery, too.
Fantastic! You mean the luxury style space and world-famous Peugeot strength will be ours?
Come on, let's go before the rest beat us to it.
Where are we going?
261 Commercial Road, London East 1. That's where Hamlets are.
What was their phone number again?
01790-0471.
Crimson would be nice, wouldn't it?
You're always trying to match your lipstick.
What's wrong with that?
This is AM on LBC.
All of which rounds off this Tuesday edition of AM with Bob Honus and Douglas Cameron, Dominic Allen at the sports desk, sound engineer Val Ludbrook, and producer Linda Gage. Our other producer, the one who put it all together, was Adrian Scott. Next at 10, the IRN roundup of World and Home News, then keeping Brian Hayes' seat warm for him while he's on holiday, Vivian White, who takes you through to your one, and LBC Reports with Rick Davis, Tricia Ingrams, and Sue Jameson. From us, until tomorrow, goodbye.